Tony Romo came at a time when the Cowboys were starving for a quarterback. It was then head coach Bill Parcells who gave Romo his first shot back in 2006.
And by the way, Tony Romo is coming in now at quarterback in mid-drive with 5:16 to play.
Romo landed on the team without being drafted from Eastern Illinois University in 2003 and eventually took over the position. Team owner Jerry Jones once called the discovery of Romo a miracle in an infamous viral video at a bar. Romo quickly won over the fan base with flashy play and a charming smile. Like when he made the Jimmy Kimmel Show's Handsome Men Club.
Look at Romo. Look at the size of his ears. Right? Can't even get his hat on front ways ever.
Burned.
Because his ears are so big.
In his 10 years as starting quarterback, Romo broke the records of team greats Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman. His Hispanic background also endeared him to North Texas's large Latino population, like Cowboys fan Joseph Lopez.
You know, Tony is a consummate professional. You know, he's a guy that, you know, everybody should look up and appreciate. I'm a big fan. You know, I feel like, you know, there's not enough Hispanic quarterbacks in the NFL. But, you know, I think Tony's been a pro the entire time.
Though, it wasn't always sunshine and rainbows for Romo in Dallas. He had a reputation for letdowns in big moments.
And the snap is bad, and Romo picks it up and runs left to the five, and he's taken off his feet. At the 2-yard line, he fumbled the ball. The snap was bad, and the Cowboys did not kick the field goal, and their season's going to end.
Like a botched field goal snap in 06 that kept them from advancing in the playoffs. A trip to Cabo, Mexico with then-girlfriend Jessica Simpson during the playoffs, and throwing costly interceptions to lose games. In the end, it was injuries that caused him to miss significant playing time over the past 5 years. He punctured a lung, broke his collarbone twice, and a bone in his back. And ultimately, he lost his job to rookie Dak Prescott last season. Romo addressed his situation in a heartfelt speech last November.
If you think for a second that I don't want to be out there, then you've probably never felt the pure ecstasy of competing and winning. That hasn't left me. In fact, it may burn more now than ever.
One day, Romo will join Cowboy legends like Staubach and Aikman in the team's Hall of Fame, the Ring of Honor. Gus Contreras, KERA News.